Welcome to English Harmony Podcast, where the English fluency expert Robbie Kukurs will teach you how to speak fluent English and become a more confident foreign English speaker.
Hi guys, hello boys and girls, and welcome back to English Harmony video blog. I'm Robbie, and in this particular video, which is a follow-up on one of my latest YouTube videos called You Are What You Do, in this video I'm going to discuss one specific aspect of the whole problem of you being what you're doing, and it was pointed out to me by Juha Pekka, and he's a very prolific commentator on my blog, and I really, really thank you for that, Juha Pekka. Your ideas that you have put into your comments have served as inspiration for so many videos for me, and as I said, I'm really very grateful to you for that. And in this particular comment, Juha Pekka points out that, before we're actually looking into his comment, I want you to remind what the whole You Are What You Do thing is about, right? Namely, it's about the following. Your actions, what you do, determine who you are. Basically, if we go with the parallels in the fitness world, it's something that I always like touching upon, right? If we go by those parallels, then say, for example, if you want to achieve good results in running, you have to run. If you want to be stronger, you have to do what makes you stronger. You have to lift weights, basically. You have to engage in a lot of resistance training. Basically, what you do determines who you are, determines the result, the end result. And it's very obvious when speaking of topics such as fitness and other things, such as, for example, you want to become a driver, you want to learn how to drive a car. So obviously you have to drive. It goes without saying that unless you drive, you're not going to be able to pass the driving exam. It's very obvious and straightforward, right? But when it comes to spoken English performance, it's not so obvious anymore. People don't speak in order to speak, in order to become good speakers. It's not so obvious. They do an awful lot of other things. They study grammar for years on end, hoping that one day it will somehow magically make them into good speakers, right? And anyway, if you want to hear more about it, please watch the video by clicking on this link here. But now, going back to Juha Pekka's comment, here's what he has to say. Hold on a second, let me find the exact excerpt I wanted to quote. Yeah, so one of the reasons behind the paradox of why people don't understand why they have to speak in order to become good speakers. One of the reasons behind this is some kind of a subconscious paradox in our minds. I want to speak in English, and the only way to learn to speak is by speaking. But how can I? But I can't speak. So how on earth I can learn to speak in English by speaking, if speaking specifically is the skill I can't do, right? So how can I learn to speak by speaking, because speaking is the skill I'm lacking completely? It's so paradoxical, but that surely I have to do something else that I can at least do somehow to improve my spoken English. But I'm not going to be speaking because I can't speak yet. This is the kind of detrimental reasoning going on in our minds. This is what Juha Pekka has to say. And I completely agree with you. This is exactly what's going on in people's minds. Just because there are other disciplines in the language learning, such as grammar studies, reading, listening, and all that, people resort to those specific disciplines because they're easier to engage in. They're not active. You don't have to be actively speaking. So you're completely right, Juha Pekka. This is exactly what's going on in people's minds. There's so many aspects of the English language: speaking, understanding, grammar, writing, reading, And obviously, the traditional English studies neglect the speaking aspect big time. It's being neglected all over the world. I know it for a fact. And it's not just the English language studies. It's pretty much any language learning, for that matter, right? And it's so much easier to focus on other things. And that's what foreign English speakers do. They might realize deep down inside that it's the spoken aspect that they're lacking. But as Juha Pekka rightly pointed out, they think that by doing other things, they will somehow develop their fluency. They're not ready to speak yet. They can't do it. So for the time being, they're engaging in those other aspects of their English, hoping that one day those activities will somehow bring about their ability to speak, right? And here's what I have to add to this whole thing. I believe that the language learning is pretty much the only thing, the only discipline where this kind of phenomenon occurs. Just think about any other subject people are studying at school. Maths, geography, physics, biology, you name it, chemistry, right? Any of those subjects require you to do studies, textbook-based studies, and then you have to sit exams and pass tests, and it's all based on written assignments because it's very effective when it comes to acquiring knowledge and then showing others how good you are at that particular subject. You put it all down on paper, and especially when it comes to exact sciences like physics or maths or chemistry, it's all about exact things, knowing formulas, being able to apply those formulas in your reasoning, right? Doing sums and whatnot. So it actually demands that you show your skill by writing it all down on paper. There's no other way of doing it. That's the most effective way, right? And if we go to the other end of the scale, such subjects as physical education or arts or something, or drama class, for example, it kind of goes without saying that you have to perform that particular thing in real life. You have to be actively engaged. If it's drama class, you have to be up on the stage, you have to be speaking, you have to be actively engaged in the whole process. If it's physical education, you also have to be running around and performing according to the standards, according to the requirements. So exact sciences, it's all textbook based, written assignments. The other end of the spectrum, physical education, arts, drama, whatnot, where nobody would even think of asking you to put something down on paper, even though, come to think of it, actually my daughter told me that she's doing, what's the subject called, home economics. So it's all about cooking, right? And funnily enough, if I'm not mistaken, her test is going to be 60% paper-based. So basically she has to put all the knowledge down on paper, recipes and nutritional knowledge and whatnot, which is a bit weird, but still, it kind of makes sense. You have to show what you know, and then obviously the best way of doing that is putting it all down to paper and making it easy for the teacher to assess your knowledge, right? Even though it is wrong, if it's home economics and mostly cooking, I would say that up to 70 or 80%, it all should be practical. The students should be required to show their skills in actual cooking. But anyway, we have these two ends of the scale, and language learning is something in between. In reality, what language is all about? It's about communicating with people. But just because you can write and you can read, it's much easier to divide the whole thing up in several aspects, such as reading, writing, grammar, and all that. And then teachers tend to gravitate towards that end. They gravitate towards the way exact sciences are taught at school, right? So the spoken aspect kind of belongs to the other end of the spectrum, such as physical education and drama and all that, which is what you would call probably performance-based subjects, right? But teachers, by and large, ignore that because it's much easier to hand out tests and do written assignments, right? So this is, the point I'm making is basically that language learning is, in my opinion, pretty much the only discipline in school and in life subsequently in general that falls under this category of subjects where people don't clearly see how their actions will contribute to the end results, just because there's so many different aspects to the whole language learning thing. People are misled to believe that by engaging in some of those, they will somehow bring about good results in the other aspect, which is the spoken communication. So to wrap this video up, I want to thank you, Juha Pekka, once more for contributing with your comment, and it's inspiring me to create this video. So basically, your contribution was pointing out that this kind of weird paradoxical reasoning is going on in foreign English speaking student minds. Basically, I'm not ready to speak it, so I have to do other things which will result in me becoming a good speaker, probably, hopefully, right? And my contribution is the language learning discipline is pretty much the only one where those several aspects exist, and then people are confused. They don't clearly realize that in order to speak, they have to speak, just because those other aspects of language learning exist. Grammar, and then reading and writing and all that, basically a textbook-based study principle. That's what I'm talking about. And I hope you enjoyed watching this video. If you have any comments or questions or whatnot, please publish them in the comment section below. And thanks for watching, my friends, and bye-bye. Take care.